Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, so let's talk about Lane Kiffin. And Rob G, was this a, what was this, the introductory? SEC Media Day. And so before anybody, reporters, asked him any question, he wanted to get something off of his chest, and basically he claimed he was for players with the NIL money. Like, he claimed he was for it, and claimed he was like pro player or whatever, or supports the players, and then went on to basically rip the players and say that the NIL money is no good, and that that they're free agents, you know, basically because the portal, they can leave anytime, Dave, you know, like, it's not like before where you had to sit out and it was hard for you to transfer. Listen to Lane Kiffin.
When everybody was like, oh, we got this NIL, it's great. And, you know, in this portal, it's great. And I'm not saying I was the only one saying, I'm like, whoa, this is a disaster coming, because you just legalized cheating. And you just told donors they can pay the players. That's what you did. And then, you know, it's supposed to be set up, well, it's really for your name, image, likeness, for your marketing. That's not what's happening. They're getting paid to go to school, so it's paid for play.
I'm sorry, Dave. You know what? These coaches, they kill me, and I'm gonna change Lane Kiffin's name today. After that, I'm going to call him Lame Kiffin, because that was a lame attempt to rip the players who have basically been bamboozled and robbed and used. And these same damn coaches have the nerve, Dave, to get up there and point a finger. They're making $8, $10, $12 million coaching college. And they don't, before, the kids couldn't even get a free pizza from somebody, they'd kick them out of school. Now they're getting the money, and then he's making it like, well, they made it legal to cheat. Dude, they've been paying kids under the table forever. Now the money's above board, I'd rather that. And before, they held these kids hostage. You couldn't transfer. You know, you would have to sit out a year, waste your time in college. You know, like, they deterred you from leaving the program. The same coaches who have a problem, Dave, are the ones who leave the kids high and dry, who went to their living room with their parents, told them how they wanted them to come to their school, and they're going to take care of them, and they care about your kid and all that. They get a bigger deal. They bounce and leave your kid high and dry. Another coach comes in, and your kid can't play because he bought his own kids. And this is the same Lane Kiffin who left Tennessee after a year to go to USC. Did he apologize to those kids? Come on, man. These guys, they're all the same. They're phony to the core, and they're hypocrites. Lane Kiffin, you're a hypocrite. The kids have been taken advantage of for a long time. Finally, they're getting some due. You know how much money college football makes, Dave? And they weren't paying those kids jack and try to tell them, well, you're getting an education. You should just be happy with that. Please.
Well, Rob, I think you made every point, Rob. Lane Kiffin is at the end of the day, is thinking about Lane Kiffin. And he is probably sitting around wondering how much NIL money they have.
Right, worried about
it. He's worried about how much they have. Because, again, we talked earlier about the salaries of a college coach these days. Some of these guys, what do you say, Rob? Eight, nine,
ten
million,
$12 million
dollars?
What is Nick Saban making, Rob G? Look it up. You know, making big money.
Up over $5 million a year, right? I mean, these coaches making a lot of money. So Lane Kiffin is thinking
Saban
about,
is just under 11. 11 yeah, million? Like, yeah. Think about that.
Oh, totally. Okay, so there is a huge incentive for these coaches to win and get even bigger contracts, Rob. So Lane Kiffin is in a situation where he has to compete on a different level for these young athletes that are, you know, in high school. And he doesn't like it. He likes how it used to be, how basically the schools and the coaches had way more rights.
They were running everything.
They
were dictators, and they held your playing time and your career in the balance.
Yeah, but let's also, I think, look at it another perspective of this too, Rob, is you're always going to have the young kids who they really want to play in the NFL. They're going to work hard. That's their passion. That's their love. But I think what you're now going to get is a lot of these kids who could care less about playing in the NFL. They're going to see how much money they can get in college. Okay. But I still think you'll still have the guys who really, really want to play in the league, but it is literally going to be guys transferring schools a lot, and it's going to hurt some guys. I think they're the guys who think I can transfer every year to go after more money.
Right.
Sometimes think that that's the best way to go about, make as much money as I can in college, knowing that I'm also going to go to the NFL. I think you're going to see guys make bad moves getting in the portal as much as they're getting in the portal now, because everyone assumes that when they get in the portal, that someone's going to pick them up or they're going to go to a better situation. And there's a lot of guys that get left at home.
Oh, yeah.
Rob,
no, it's not.
A lot of guys.
It is definitely not. There are pitfalls and all that. Right.
Right. But again, I'm all for the young kids getting as much money as they can get, because we talked about this earlier, Rob. Football is an extremely difficult, tough sport on the body. And you look at the NFL, Rob, and we discussed this, you know, how bad the union is, how, you know, you
got to
wait.
Once
you're done playing, I mean, the average career is, what, 3.5 years. And once you're done playing, you got a 5-year grace period before your pension kicks in. And that's only for 5 years, still in your 30s. I mean, it's pretty raggedy, the whole world of football, from college continuing on into the NFL for the player.
It is, because they look at the players as disposable, Dave. You know that. We're seeing it with the running backs.
So you have to get as much.
Run you up for 5 years, right? And then they don't want you anymore.
You have to get as much as you can as soon as you can, because just myself being a former athlete, as soon as we can't do anything on that field, there is no love lost from the organizations. They're moving on to the next young player, the next guy. Okay, so these young guys, you have to get as much as you can. I get it. But be careful, because sometimes, you know, all money ain't good money. Sometimes you can be getting some good money somewhere, but the team is terrible. The coaching is bad.
Bad situation for you.
Bad situation for you. Yeah, you got a little bit more money, but now you don't reach your dream of playing in the NFL.
I just don't understand why. And I guess some of these old school coaches, and they've been around, and to see things change. Life evolves, okay?
And to
have these kids, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. You know what you're worth, Dave? You're worth what someone's willing to pay you. Yeah. That's what we all are worth in this world. Is Tom Brady worth $37.5 million to do football games for Fox? For Fox, he is, and that's what they're paying him, right? That's what he's worth. Wow. What someone's willing to $37.5 million is what he's going to get paid to do 17 football games a year.
Man.
Okay? He wasn't making that to play football. Forget about broadcasting today, but my point is Lane Kiffin and these guys, and again, his new name to me is Lame. Lame Kiffin, because for him to come out with this agenda, nobody even asked him a question. Yeah. And I hope some of the reporters pushed back and asked him about the money he makes and when he left the kids at Tennessee high and dry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you screwed those kids. That's what I would ask them.
Rob, I know enough former athletes in all the sports that have told me stories of that college coach standing in the living room making all these promises.
Promises to their parents,
making
right?
All these promises. I'm going to take care of your baby. You know what I'm saying? And then leaving after a year or leaving after 2 years at the next best advantage for them.
For them.
And Lane Kiffin, he's the last person that should be standing on the hill talking like this.
Unbelievable.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Now let's welcome in our next guest, Lendale White, the former NFL running back. Of course, he was drafted by the Tennessee Titans, also played for the Seahawks and the Broncos, and played college football at USC. Lendale, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you, buddy?
Appreciate y'all having me. How you guys doing?
Man,
yeah, good.
No doubt. We're doing great. This is a great time to talk to. There's so many things on the plate. Let me start with Lane Kiffin. I'll call him Lame Kiffin, who basically, was chastising the college kids with the NIL money and that they can now, the transfer portal, if they're not happy in the situation that they're in or the coach is not playing them or whatever it is, they can move on and not have to sit out. Where are you on this now that the college kids, and you played at USC, have a little more control about their time in college?
Okay, I'm split on it, only because I don't want some competition. If you're running from competition and that's the reason why you want to transfer, then I feel some type of way. And, you know, I feel like, you know, you need to suck it up and figure out how to, you know, get on the field. But if you're transferring because you figure you can make a lot more money or, you know, make more money somewhere else, I don't see what's wrong with that. You know, coaches, every time they'll be with a team, and then as soon as another team offers them more money or a bigger position, they leave all the time. So, you know, the coaches start showing loyalty, maybe the kids will, but, you know, it's a game like that. So I don't see it stopping anytime soon. And I'm happy that the kids actually can do this now because it levels the playing field.
Hey, Lendale, David Justice here, man. First, I want to start out by saying, man, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the excitement that you gave me and all of us who watched you in college, because you played for one of the greatest college teams. Every Saturday was exciting to wait for USC to come on and to watch you tote that rock, man, and the way you played, man. I just want to thank you for bringing a lot of excitement onto my TV, my man. I just want to thank you. And that national championship game with Vince Young on that last play,
oh,
brother.
Man,
hey, Lindell, we'll get back to this, but let me ask you a question. Before that last play, brother, what were you doing? Were you sitting on a bench? What were you thinking, man? What was the feeling like on the bench before that last play?
David, I got to tell you, man, you a go-to, bro. I know I might be younger than you, but I've been watching you play my whole life, man.
Appreciate it.
You were the reason why I was, you know, Yankee, Cleveland, all that. I watched you for sure, so I got to give you your flowers as well. But with that being said, man, you asked me what I was thinking. It's crazy because I can clearly remember just watching over on the sideline and seeing Vince Young, like, dancing. And the crowd was, like, just going crazy. And it's like, man, he's still down. They don't even have the ball back yet. You know, we're about to punt it back to him, but he's over there just dancing and going crazy. And that's just, you know, like, after I got to know him, I understood what it meant. But, like, seeing that, just, you can understand, like, why Vince, you know, had so much passion and why he was so good, because he always he wanted moments like that. There were so many moments that people told him he couldn't do something or he wasn't going to do anything. And for him to be able to be in that moment at that time, you know, he wasn't going to let that pass by, especially since he had just lost that Heisman to Reggie Bush, man. There was so much anger built up in that guy that he wasn't going to let that moment slip.
Man, that's one still today. Before that game, Lindale, I'm talking junk with the fellas, because, you know, we all think we know what we're talking about. And I was like, listen, either USC is going to blow them out or Vince Young going to score on the last play of the game.
Really?
That's literally what
about?
I said before the game. Literally.
Dang.
And then he scores on the last play. I'm like, man, it's got to be one of the best games ever.
Oh, that was a great
game. But, Lindale, let's switch. I want to ask you, because, you know, you were running back, and you see how the – it seems like they are slighting the importance of running backs in the game now. You see with Jacobs and I know Saquon hasn't, you know, I don't think he's going to show up, may not show up. What is it? What has changed in the game to make them devalue running backs the way they do?
I'm honestly questioning it, and I don't understand what's happened. And it makes you wonder, because when you look at the Super Bowl teams and people that were able to finish at the end of the year, they had somebody that can come in and run the ball, whether it be playoff Lenny, you know, how he got the name. I can go name other people, but even Damian Jones down in Kansas City, he came off and made some plays. But it's just amazing that when you during the season, you give a guy, you know, I don't know, 300 carries, and you give him another 40 catches, but then at the end of the year, you say he's washed up and used, and you don't need him. You can go draft somebody that just did what he's done. It's amazing. I don't see too many Ezekiel Elliotts out there. I don't see too many Josh Jacobs. I don't see those players every day. So it's like when you got players that can come in and hit these home runs and make plays and keep the defense honest, and I mean that because we turned into such a throwing league that, you know, guys like Josh Jacobs and Saquon, they make you keep an extra guy in that box to make it easier for the passing. So I don't understand where the devalue comes in and why they don't play them. I don't understand how kickers – you know, on the average, make more than running backs. It's really disgraceful where the league is leaning, man. And I hope that they find a way to do something to band the brothers back together and get those guys paid, because they get the most carries, they get banged up the most, you know. And it's like, I heard a GM say, I wouldn't pay him at all. I just, you know, draft another guy high, get him for five, use him up for 5 years, and then redo it all over again. It's like, that's ridiculous.
It is. Look at Josh Jacobs in Las Vegas. He led the league in rushing, and they won't pay him. So Lindell, like you're not even paying people who are productive. And right. Here's the other part I'm going to say is, like, if one running back doesn't work out on their deal, they blame all running. They shouldn't have given Le'Veon Bell that deal, and you know that was a bad deal. Ezekiel Elliott, that was a bad deal. But if nobody says don't pay Patrick Mahomes because Carson Wentz had a bad contract and he didn't perform up to his, does that make sense to you?
No, it's crazy. Like I said, like when you look at the number since 2015. What the franchise tags is for the quarterback, I think it went from $18 million to $32 million for a franchise tag. For linebackers, it went from like $10 to $20 million. For a running back, it went from $10.9 million to $10.09 million.
That's crazy.
It's like, it amazes me. But, CJ 2K is one of my good friends, and we were talking on my podcast the other day. When he went in, he demanded that they play him as a playmaker, and it made sense because when you have 300 carries rushing and then another 50 catching, you're not just a running back at that point. You're somebody that has to have the ball. You're 50% of the offense. You should be played like a playmaker. So hopefully that these guys get their agents together or whoever they got representing them, and they figure out something, because they're not just an average player. You can't tell me that somebody that's protecting your quarterback that also has to get 300 carries and then you want them to catch another 50 balls out the backfield is an average player. That's absolutely bullcrap.
Our guest is Lindell White, the former NFL running back. He also is the co-host of the podcast Smash and Dash.
Yes, sir.
I totally agree with you because, and you said to yourself, the running back is getting the 300 carries, the pounding, the tackling, you know, he's got to protect the quarterback, and just everything, and all championship teams need to have a running
game. You got to run the football. These coaches are.
And I just don't understand the devaluing of that position as if it's a meaningless position, and also as if it's a position that we're just going to pound this young running back for 5 years, use him up, get as much as we can out of him, and then we just going to throw him to the scrap heap and go get another young running back. I just don't like that. I don't like that move.
Well, we can look back and see how good that's really worked with the NFL. Like, they haven't found another Marshawn Lynch yet.
Nope.
Yep.
You haven't found it. We get lucky, I guess, in Tennessee because, you know, CJ 2K leaves, we did Derrick Henry. We luck up. But it's not like great running backs like the Christian McCaffrey, even the Aaron Jones. those guys don't, they don't grow on trees every day. Josh Jacobs, the way he's able to end the game,
yeah,
and you can put, you know, 8-9 in the box and he's still able to break out and still go like that. You can't coach that.
Look at Dalvin Cook doesn't even have a job. How?
Dalvin Cook.
How did Dalvin Cook not have a job?
What's crazy is that, like, the way the NFL is based now, they're going to training camp with these guys that they got so much hope for, and then all of a sudden somebody, you know, I pray everybody stays healthy, but we all know the game, the nature of the game. Somebody goes down, and then they're going to try to get them on some, you know, cheap deal to get them in there, and it's ridiculous how they do these guys.
It's so bad. No
Dalvin Cook. No, with Dalvin Cook signs, hopefully he waits and signs somewhere where it's like a playoff contender, because, you know, I see him in like a Miami or – you know, you even mess around and get them up there and have a 1-2 punch with, you know, Cincinnati with Joe Mixon. It'd be crazy. Like, there's room for people to make plays, but I can't wait to see how this season plays out with running backs.
No doubt.
Because I know Nick Chubb's up next, guys, and that dude's a beast. What they're going to do, not pay him? I just seen him squatting, I think, 1,000 pounds the other day, so... I don't know. Wow.
They better pay him. Lindell White, man, is our guest, and we appreciate your time. Check out his podcast, The Smash and Dash Podcast, and you could catch him on Twitter at @TheReal_Lindell. And your cousin is Chauncey Billups, right?
Yeah, Big Shot, man.
Yeah, shout Mr. Big Shot. Now, I was in Detroit as a columnist. I covered Chauncey, the championship and all that. And you know what I loved about your cousin? Not only did he make big shots, he wasn't afraid to take them. He was a real Mr. Big Shot. A lot of guys I watch in the NBA, and I've been covering the league since 87, they don't want the rock at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want it.
you see it, too.
it takes a lot of, you know, give me the ball at the end of the game, and whether it goes in or not, be able to live with that, man.
No doubt. All right.
Shout out to my good cousin, man.
No doubt, Chauncey Billups. All right, thank you, Lindell White.
Lindell, great talking
thank
to you,
you
man. Take care
it.
Of yourself.
Thank you, DJ, man.
All right.
It's an honor, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank
my
you,
man.
Appreciate you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Speaking about money, Daniel Snyder cashed out big time. And to me, he sold the Washington football team, the Commanders or whatever they're called now. Dave, Rob G, how much did he pay for the team? I don't have the number in front of me. You know what you got? He sold the team for $6 billion. Billion dollars.
That's with a B.
With a B.
With a billion.
Billion. And he paid peanuts. Like, seriously, this dude mishandled that organization. You remember Washington was a proud football team. They used to have a waiting list, Dave, to get into that building. Didn't win under him. All types of coaches. And then we find out in the final statement about the sale or whatever that the NFL fined him. He paid $800 million and sold it for $6
billion. Yeah.
Okay, you want to get
solid investment.
That's a solid one. The only one better was the New York Football Giants were bought for $500, and they're worth billions now. $500
Another solid
in the 30s,
investment.
Yes. But Snyder was fined $60 million for evidence of what is it, Rob G? Sexual harassment in the workplace, and he was not given the money that the owners were supposed to split. He was hiding it. Like, they actually caught him, you know, cooking the books. Like, oh, we didn't get that $40 million, and it was supposed to be split up amongst the owners. Rob G., you have the details on it.
That's right. According to the investigation, Washington withheld $11 million in revenue that should have been shared with other teams, an amount that even the report suggests was not accurate, because they believe it was far greater, but all they could prove was $11 million.
And this is another example, Dave, of a bad guy winning. I can't put it any other way. Daniel Snyder, he won. He did everything bad management, did players wrong, coaches wrong, sexual harassment at the workplace. He's touching people and lewd comments, and he gets a slap on the wrist.
And he takes his $6 billion, and he pays his $60 million, which is a drop in the
bucket when you got $6 billion.
Right? And now he goes off to his yacht and his many homes around the world.
And enjoys life.
And enjoys the rest of life with no accountability. You said, right, the Washington Senators now.
The Commanders now.
You're right. They used to be one of those franchises, right?
That
was considered a very respectable. Like when you said the Redskins back in the day, it was like, okay.
It was
right back then.
Right? I mean, they were one of those teams.
But it shows you how ownership can really turn an organization from one that's respected to one that is considered just puts a bad taste in your mouth. And then with the whole sexual harassment thing, you know, obviously there's something there for you to settle for $60 million.
Right. They got the goods on
So
you,
they got
right?
the good right, they got the goods
You're
on
not
you.
Not giving away but, money
but,
just to be
but
giving
at the
away.
End of the day, Rob, when you have enough money, you hang around in rooms where a whole bunch of other money. And a lot of that money have a lot of power, decision-making power, or they know the people who make decisions.
But here's my thing. They did a couple things to some owners. Donald Sterling didn't break any rules. I'm not defending. We heard the audio tape for ourselves. Told his side piece, don't bring any black people to the games. Slandered Magic Johnson. He was forced to sell his team, even though he didn't break any laws. This guy, I mean, he got forced out, but it seemed like he won, though. You know, like, even in Donald Sterling's case, he got $2 billion, and I get it. That's a lot of money. Daniel Snyder got $6 billion.
Oh, he won.
He won.
Oh, he won.
He ain't no way he, I mean, you, all right, you're not an NFL owner anymore. I'm good with that. I was.
Not going to jail.
Right.
He's record. Just pay off the $60 million. Made bad decisions as owner. And now, you know what? Y'all tired of my shenanigans. So I'm going to go ahead and put the team up. And I'll take this $6 billion and take it on to the house. Exactly. Oh, I got to give you $60 million? Hold on a second. I got that in the briefcase over here.
Exactly.
Here's your $60 million. Now we good?
And now we can go on. We good?
Everybody good?
Right.
Okay, now I'm gone. All right, I'll be floating around Italy in my big yacht in about a week.
No doubt about it. It is a tragic story is what happened down to that franchise in Washington under Daniel Snyder.
Well, now you can turn it around.
You know?
Hey, look,
here's a chance.
He won, Rob. He personally won, okay, financially.
Right.
Now you have new ownership. You have a fan base that has always loved their team.
Always.
And this may obviously re-energize them. And hopefully for that fan base, not my fan base, you know, I'm a Bengals fan, but I can appreciate fans who really love their team. And hopefully, you know, they'll come back.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.